Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, that's my phone.
Welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tocchini. Our very special guest this morning is Dr. Jessica Alana, director of the MedStar Georgetown Headache Center. We're going to learn more about the differences between headaches and migraines and learn some tips this morning about treatment. Doctor, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about migraines.
You bet. Let's start with this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your academic career.
Sure. So I'm native New Yorker, actually been in the D.C. region for almost a decade now. I'm currently the director of the MedStar Georgetown Headache Center, located in Washington, D.C. Most of my career is dedicated to the treatment and care of patients with migraine and chronic migraine.
Very good. And we understand that there are approximately 3.2 million Americans that are affected, and people living with chronic migraine experience 15 or more headaches per month, some of them lasting more than 4 hours at a time. So first question, doctor, is what is the critical difference between a regular headache and a migraine?
So the real critical difference between a regular headache that we've all had in our life at some point and a migraine headache are the symptoms that come with the headache. Not only is the pain usually pretty moderate to severe, but you get light sensitive, sound sensitive, your stomach gets upset, you might potentially throw up. You really want to be away from other people in a dark, isolated space. That's really different from your regular headache where you just take something and move on with your life. You don't even remember you had a headache earlier that day.
When do you know when a headache has become a chronic migraine?
So the difference really is in the numbers. If you're starting to have headache most days of the month, and out of most of those, you've got at least 8 episodes of moderate to severe pain with light sound sensitivity, that you're starting to get into that chronic migraine phase. And there's been a change that has occurred in your brain that makes it easier for you to have pain than to not have pain at all. So that change starts to occur somewhere around having a migraine once a week and becomes chronic when it's more than half the month.
In your opinion, how are doctors treating or even preventing migraines and chronic migraines today?
So that's a great question. There's a lot of treatment options available to treat migraine. There's things you can take as needed called acute medications for when you're actually getting an episode of migraine. These things you take within the first hour, and they start to improve symptoms within a 2-hour window. When you're starting to get migraines more often than not, it's important to start to have a conversation about the idea of preventing your migraines from happening. So taking something every day to reduce the frequency, or if you're having chronic migraines, one of the only FDA-approved treatments is actually Botox. So that's a series of injections given by your healthcare provider every 3 months in very specific locations to try to reduce the frequency of your migraines. Generally, the goal is 8 to 9 days less per month of headache over a 3-month time period.
And is Botox actually working on a broad basis now, or is it just kind of isolated?
So it actually has really good evidence behind it, and it works pretty well for many patients with chronic migraine. So if you have the right diagnosis and you're getting treatment as recommended every 12 weeks, for 65% of patients, we're actually reducing the frequency of headaches. So it's a significant number of people living a better quality of life with this treatment.
Yeah. In your opinion, doctor, because you are a specialist in this, there's various levels of knowledge across the medical field. And one of the questions that we get commonly on this show is, do doctors make accurate diagnosis across all different areas of the world because of that different range of information and knowledge? Let's call it IQ of migraines today. Is there a consistency across your field?
So I can say this. You're correct. There's a lot more for us to know as physicians, and what our comfort level is different from what we do every day. There's about 3.2 million people in the U.S. That have migraine, but yet less than 80%, I mean, around 80% are not actually given a diagnosis. So that shows you that we're really missing the key factor of diagnosis. If you don't get the diagnosis, you don't get the right treatment options. So you're correct. It really depends on the person that you're talking to, the provider you're seeing, how comfortable they are in treating migraine and how much they've seen it before. So I think a good thing to ask your provider if you're going to see somebody for your migraines, to take care of your migraines, is this something that's commonly seen in their practice? Is this something that they commonly treat? And is this something they're very comfortable treating? And if they say yes, and you still feel like you're not getting the answers you need or the education that you need to get better, or they say, no, I'm not comfortable and I'm not sure where to send you, think about seeing a headache specialist. These are providers that are specially trained to take care of migraine and chronic migraine. The bulk of their practice is made up of patients with chronic migraine, so in very similar situations that you might be in. And because that's the focus of what they do, it's not often that they're going to get the diagnosis incorrect.
Very good. We've got a couple of callers with questions, and I'm going to stream through these and pick out just a couple. So my apologies to my listening audience, but with just a few minutes left, we're going to ask the doctor, our neurologist here, a couple of questions. One of the questions is, are migraines something that is actually passed on between your family?
So there is a genetic link to migraines. We do know that. So it could be your direct family member or someone else that you're related to passed you a brain that makes you more prone to getting into these cycles of migraine.
Okay. And this is a interesting question. Is there any evidence about migraines being the indicator that one has a brain tumor?
So it's a difficult question. It usually depends a lot on the type of story that you tell. If the symptoms are not typical of migraine, we start to think of something else. We also do a neurological exam during the visit, and that really helps us guide the diagnosis. It sounds like your listeners are really active in the world of migraine, and I think that's wonderful. Part of my goal today was to team up with Allergan to bring you some more information about migraine and chronic migraine. And I want to point you and your listeners to a website that might help answer any more questions. Of course, a couple of minutes is definitely not enough time to get to all of these wonderful questions. So think about looking at BotoxChronicMigraine.com. That can help link you to a headache specialist in your area. And I think it's really important that you continue to have patients stand up to their migraines, talk to their healthcare provider about these questions, talk to them about the concerns that you might have about your migraines, what they could mean, what could be going on, and to get more information.
Perfect. That is exactly what we needed to find out. Give us that website one more time, doctor.
Sure. BotoxChronicMigraine.com.
Excellent. You are welcome back here anytime. We have a very curious audience that needs to learn from doctors like yourself, so we really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Anytime, anytime. Thank you so much, and thank you for asking just wonderful questions.
You bet. Take care. That was Dr. Jessica Alani, director of the MedStar Georgetown Headache Center, and we hope that you found this show to be insightful. And it's important that you go to the websites that that Dr. Alani has suggested to find out more information. Everybody's diagnosis is going to be unique, just like your own unique bodies and brains. So it's good to keep you all informed, at least from a health specialist perspective. And we hope that you have found this helpful. We want to thank our ongoing sponsor of Life Lessons, Gracefully Yours greeting cards. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to find out more information about your favorite greeting cards, including birthday, encouragement, and even mentoring cards now. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on another Life Lessons. As we always say, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a good one.